Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Sorry I'm late, guys. Sorry, I had trouble logging in again. But I am on, and we are here connected to each other again. And I see you guys logging on. Thank you so much for being here with me, loving me. You hear me just fine, Karen? Thank you. The chat room is up. So log on and talk to me, Karen. It's up. Try again. All right. And thank you guys for logging in. I really appreciate love you being here with me. And tonight we're going to talk. We're doing body talk. We're in the body talk section now. The Soulful Healing Talk Show. I never got to explain what the Soulful Healing Talk Show is all about. And next week, we're going to talk about it in depth. But it's about the mind, body, and soul connection. That is the aim of it. So we, you know, we deal with different segments, and this time we'll be talking about the body. And we spoke about the vitamins last week, and we're going to talk about the importance of the minerals. So are you ready for a closer look at minerals to see how important they are to your body? Welcome, guest 1960. Give thanks for your logging in, respect, and enjoy the show. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about minerals and how important they are to our bodies. Because most people believe that the body maintains a consistent state of health without any kind of help, and that it only requires attention when you get sick, you know? We now know that the concept of good health goes far beyond the curing of illness to one of achieving the wellness that we're seeking. It all lies in our behavior and the choices we make with regards to our health. Okay, lifestyle and good nutrition and exercise and mental stimulation are all vital to maintaining optimal health. And guess what? There's a direct correlation between mineral deficiencies and illnesses. So we're going to get into that today, because numerous studies show that every sickness and every disease and every ailment can be traced to a mineral deficiency. And even though our society don't like to admit that they have large deficiencies, you know, they are in fact very, very common. You know, for example, the average American diet provides only 40% of the recommended dietary allowance of magnesium. And leading authorities estimate that 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. Okay? 68% of the population receives less than thirds of the RDA of zinc. And 80% of the population is deficient in chromium. Okay? So we're going to realize that minerals work as building blocks for functioning. It affects our bones, our muscles, our teeth, our nerves, our connective tissues, and our body fluids. So we can't afford any kind of deficiencies. Okay? There are cofactors to enzymes that speed up the biochemical reactions required to the body to function effectively. And there are also cofactors along with vitamins. Because each vitamin needs a specific mineral to make it work. Vitamins cannot be utilized if minerals are not present. Therefore, if you're taking your vitamins without the proper mineral balance in your body, you know, it just deems useless, because minerals are necessary for every biochemical process and activity of the body. They're responsible for maintaining the pH balance of the body. They are responsible for proper cellular metabolism. They are responsible for nerve conditions, muscle functions, organ functions, hormonal secretion of glands, and digestive competence. Okay, they are also necessary for activation and utilization of amino acids, carbohydrates, enzymes, fats, oils, phytochemicals, your protein, sugars, and vitamins. So you see how necessary they are to our bodies. They provide nutrients into our cells and they remove waste from our cells, from all our cells, tissues, fluids, glands, and our organs. And additionally, they provide structure and function for your hair, your skin, your nails, and your five senses. They're essential for detoxification, which is the anti-oxidization process, and protects us from toxic metals such as mercury, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic, and lead. Okay? Minerals are talked about much, but you see how crucial it is to have adequate amounts to feel and function at our best. And if these crucial nutrients are not present in the body in the adequate amounts that each body needs, the body will find alternative pathways to use them, which are less efficient, and this will lead to chemistry imbalances, which will lead to deterioration in the organs and the glands and the body systems. Right? I hope you're getting it so far. Hey, Karen, thank you for getting through. I'm glad you everybody, I'm grateful for you to be here, but I have to take a break, a real quick break, so I'm going to play a song. All right, don't blame life. Blame the choices that you make. Here you go.
If you blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him no make mistakes. So blame it on the friends and in your surrounding with fake. You blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him no make mistakes. So blame it on your friends and in your surrounding with fake. Who know best the best, cause we surpass best. Enough of them just tend to be perfect like a job letter. Believe in a God, him keep my warm like a sweater. When the heat and traffic swallow me up like a alligator. Even though them love the lot, them dread. And if you want to know your friend, pretend like you're dead. And see how much thing them would have said over your head. Cause them all want to eat your flesh up like it is a loaf of bread. Never let them get you down in this game, say hate. Cause them always spreading rumor like them think it is a bed. When them say what's a peace, because them are the least. If we fight fire with fire, then everyone a go dead. Hey, if you blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him no make mistakes. So blame it on the friends and in your surrounding with fake. You blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him no make mistakes. So blame it on your friends, I mean your surrounding with fate. Everybody have a chance to be what them want. No blame it on me because your past I haunt you. My poor but my happy. You rich and I'm not fun. You never realize my music have more power than your gun now. Everybody have a testimony. All them worry about is money. Them still not set no goal. Oh, them so cold. So them want to have them name from payroll. If you blame life, you blame who give it. Don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him don't make mistakes. So blame it on the friends I'm in your surrounding with faith. Blame life, you blame who give it. So don't blame life, blame the way how you live it. Father God never sleep him wake, him don't make mistakes. So blame it on the friends I'm in your surrounding with faith.
Let me just talk over beauty. Okay, so is it just what I was saying? Don't blame life. Blame the choices that you make. Okay? And these choices that you make regarding health can either lead in good health conditions or poor health. condition. Okay? And most of us know that osteoporosis is linked to a deficiency in calcium. But most of us are not aware that diabetes and hypoglycemia are connected to chromium and vanadium, and that cancer and heart disease are connected to selenium and copper, and anxiety and depression is linked to copper and selenium and magnesium and many other more. You know, a muscle pain and spasms are connected to magnesium. And the symptoms that can develop as a result of a deficiency is a lot. There's a lot of symptoms. But here are some of the most common ailments that can happen as a result of a deficiency. And it's quite a lot, too. It's depression, schizophrenia, thyroid disorder, a compromised immune function, liver dysfunction, okay, anxiety disorders, vision disorders, hypertension, headaches, migraines, insomnia, strokes, arthritis, hypoglycemia, diabetes, cancer, osteoporosis, arteriosclerosis, high cholesterol, PMS, binging and food cravings, impaired detoxification, obsessions, muscle pain, asthma, heart disease, irregular heartbeat, cancer, addiction, Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, adrenal fatigue, autism, all of these, plus neurotransmitter imbalances in more serious cases. All of this can happen, you know, up to a sudden onset of death, which is often unexplained. That can happen also because of a deficiency. All right? So there are two types of minerals. You have the macro minerals and you have the trace minerals. Okay, I know you've heard these names before, but maybe you don't know exactly what it is. The body needs larger amounts of macro minerals and a smaller amount of trace minerals. And your macro minerals may consist of, which can include more, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium, chloride, and sulfur. And trace minerals may include, which a lot more, manganese, iron, copper, iodine, zinc, cobalt, selenium, boron, chromium, okay? And listen, remember to always continue your research, all right? Understand that minerals are the cornerstone to good health. They are essential for all prevention and treatment programs. Okay, and one thing you need to know, it is important to work with a physician who is knowledgeable in this area and not just jump and start treating yourself, because supplements should be highly absorbable, balanced, and individualized, okay? Because I take this amount don't mean you take that amount. And the symptoms of mineral deficiency also overlap with other illnesses too, with the symptoms of other illnesses. And it will be necessary to rule out or in other factors that may you have to address other factors. So treating yourself with random supplementation can cause problems, because too much of a particular mineral can be just as bad as not enough. Okay, so this is why they need to be balanced and individualized to meet your specific needs. And sometimes you need to take, you know, some in conjunction with others for it to work properly. Or taking one without the other can cause a deficiency in another area. Okay? So the best way to assess your mineral level is with a RBC mineral test. Okay, so you can ask your doctor to test your minerals in your body. You can ask him to do that and see where your levels are and how you can, you know, fix it. And I must tell you that the average medical doctor or even nutritionist is not educated in the facts about soil depletion and the epidemic of nutritional deficiency in our society. Okay? The best doctor would be an orthomolecular doctor or a doctor of environmental medicine or someone who practices functional medicine. It would be a good choice to choose. Because essential minerals need some good knowledge. There's so much information out there about minerals that you can do your own research and find out, but you need to know what your levels are. And you know, your doctor may recommend you try this dosage for 3 months and you check back your levels, right? And essential minerals are found in fruits and vegetables, meats, beans, and dairy products. But as I said, most of the soil in which our produce is grown has been very depleted of these nutritive minerals because commercial fertilizer has taken over, and they do contain three primary minerals, but there are hundreds necessary for the soil to be fertile and rich and to allow plant life to produce the minerals we need for our health. Therefore, the amounts of essential minerals in our produce may vary, you know, depending on local soil and the contents and the farming methods. You know, it is widely believed that organic farming methods preserve and replenish the soil with the necessary nutrients it needs, you know, for healthy levels of these minerals in the produce that it produces. Some minerals may be contained from our water supply, yes, but amounts there are also varied and often unknown. The cooking and the processing of food also compromises the mineral availability and absorption, okay? Because cooking naturally removes these minerals. A daily mineral supplement, although not a substitute for a healthy diet, it can also ensure that we get most of the essential minerals we need for our health. So let's dig in to the macro minerals. The first one is calcium. I want to talk about, because calcium is the most abundant mineral in the human body and one of the most important too. And the calcium topic is huge and vast, and a lot of information is out there, and it can get very complex. So I just want to make it a little easier. Okay? This mineral constitutes about 1.5 to 2% of our body weight. Okay, approximately 3 pounds of calcium is contained in our bones. about 1% in our teeth and the rest in the tissues and the circulation in our body. Calcium and magnesium are the earth alkaline minerals, and they are found in the earth's crust, usually as salts, you know, that are fairly insoluble. And many other nutrients, vitamin D and certain hormones are important to calcium absorption and also the functioning of calcium. Phosphorus as well as calcium is needed for your normal bones, as are magnesium, silicon, strontium, okay? Calcium works with magnesium. It is functions in the blood and the nerves and the muscles and the tissues, particularly in regulating heart and muscle contraction and nerve conduction. All right? And vitamin D is needed for much calcium and phosphorus to be absorbed. So you need your vitamin D's for calcium and phosphorus to be absorbed from the digestive tract, along with the parathyroid hormone and calcitonin. And this is secreted by the thyroid. Vitamin D helps maintain the levels. So that's why I told you that vitamin D is also very vital for your body. And you see, it is even more vital when it concerns your minerals. Maintaining a balanced blood calcium level is essential to life, and especially for the cardiac function. Elderly people usually have less calcium in their diets than others do, because in general, calcium absorption becomes less efficient as we age. And calcium deficiency usually affects the postmenopausal woman. And during infancy and childhood, 50 to 70% of the calcium ingested may be absorbed, whereas an adult might only use 30 to 50% of dietary calcium. It may absorb that. It is like, and this is likely based on our natural body needs. The various factors can improve our calcium absorption. Besides vitamin D, vitamin A and C support normal membrane transport of calcium. And protein intake helps absorption of calcium, but too much protein may reduce it. Some dietary fat may also help absorption of calcium, but high fat may reduce it. So this is how it is complex. You understand? Calcium absorption is sensitive and it requires energy to transport it to the body. And calcium is often chelated with proteins or amino acids to make it more absorbent, okay? And some factors that may affect the calcium absorption, this it may help increase by your body needs and your growth, and if you're pregnant or lactating, vitamin D will help increased absorption, milk, lactose, vitamin C, protein intake, and amino acids such as lysine and glycine, exercise, and phosphorus balance. And calcium absorption may be decreased by vitamin D deficiency, gastrointestinal problems, low stomach acid, stress, lack of exercise, high fat intake, high protein intake, some kind of greens like beet greens and chard and spinach, you know, phytic acid foods like whole grains and high phosphorus intake can all decrease calcium. Excess salt can also lead to an increase in losing calcium in your fluid. And sugar intake may also reduce the absorption of calcium and magnesium. And it may cause more to be eliminated from your body too. Overall, we need good sources of calcium in our diets, in our good nutritional habits, and a diet that promotes healthy gastrointestinal functions too. Taking calcium and magnesium at bedtime or between meals, when the stomach may be more acidic, is often helpful for better absorption. Regular exercise, good nutrition, and lots of vegetables are important basics for providing the essential calcium we need and good health in general. Calcium is found in many foods, but it's in high amounts in only few. Okay, many green leafy vegetables have calcium. But some, as I mentioned, may contain oxalic acid, so the calcium is not easily absorbed. Like spinach and chard and beet greens are not the best sources of calcium. Whereas broccoli, cauliflower, and many peas and beans offer better supplies. Pinto beans, soya beans, and aduca beans are good sources of calcium. And many nuts, particularly almond nuts, Brazilian nuts, and hazelnuts, and seeds like sunflower and sesame, they contain good sources of calcium. So you just got an earful on calcium. Let me just take a sip. Okay, iron. We're going to get to iron. Iron is vital for good health. But guess what? Your body cannot make this important mineral. So you must get this mineral from the food you eat. And it is not a shock with this to know that many Americans are deficient in this essential nutrient. Iron is essential for the production of hemoglobin and myoglobin. And these are the proteins that are involved with the transport and storage of oxygen in your body. Without iron, your whole body can suffer. Your blood, your hair, your skin, and your nails. And it is also important for the health of our immune system. And even your DNA synthesis. We need to think of iron as vital for your health. So how do you know if you need iron? Are you utterly exhausted? You could be suffering from an iron deficiency. And while it is not strange, it's normal to feel overtired now and then. But a constant state of fatigue, it could signal an underlying medical problem. Or you could be suffering from lack of iron, the number one nutritional deficiency in the world. Okay? Along with simple diet solution that could reverse your fatigue in a week. Iron is an essential nutrient. It is critical for producing the hemoglobin. okay, which I tell you is very important. It is a substance in red blood cells that it transports the oxygen all over the body. And if you don't have enough iron, your body has to work a whole lot harder to get the energy it needs, which leave you feeling tired and weak and irritable and unable to focus. Many equate, you know, when somebody say you have an iron deficiency, they always think of anemia, the condition in which your body has a lower than normal number of red blood cells. But research shows that there's a whole other category of iron deficiency that precedes anemia. To diagnose it, a blood test must measure ferritin levels, the iron stores in your blood. And many people go through their annual medical exam assuming that their physician is checking up on these things, but they're not. The typical blood work carried out includes cholesterol and blood pressure numbers, for instance, but not iron, unless you describe a specific symptom that make them think that they need to. What's more, even if you're checked for anemia, you're not given a ferritin blood test that could show iron levels indicating a mild to moderate deficiency. Okay? Ladies who have heavy periods are most at risk for low iron. To check yourself, take the tampon test. If you need to change your tampon after less than 2 hours, then it's a sign of a heavy period and could mean that you're losing too much iron. So to determine if your fatigue is caused by an iron deficiency, check yourself for these other 5 major warning signs. You feel fatigue for over a month, and you always feel cold, and your skin looks paler than usual, and you just can't focus, and you're having substantial hair loss and brittle nails. Okay? If you have one or more of the symptoms I just spoke about, your fatigue may be due to low iron. So check, ask your doctor for a ferritin level test, a ferritin level test. And you have iron-rich foods that can also fight fatigue, okay? By changing your diet, you could see significant changes in your energy level. Okay, and there are 2 types of dietary iron, the hemi iron derived from the hemoglobin, and that is found in meat-based protein, and it absorbs 2 to 3 times faster than non-hemi iron. Lean ground beef, chicken livers, oysters, and clams are good sources of iron in this category. And the non-hemi iron is found in plant-based foods like the beans and the spinach and the broccoli and the dried nuts like apricots and fortified cereals. Okay? Iron-rich foods include fortified cereals, yes. It includes beans and lentils and dried fruits and red meat and some seafood. And although many food contain iron, iron deficiency is the most common. It's the most common in the United States. According to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention Department, approximately 10% of women are considered iron deficient. Most at risk are menstruating women, and those with gastrointestinal conditions such as celiac and Crohn's or inflammatory bowel disease. Cancer patients and those who allow vegetarian or vegan diets are also susceptible. Okay? Iron deficiency symptoms can be vague, but they include cold hands and feet and tingling in the legs. And as I said, don't self-diagnose. Okay? Have your hemoglobin tested. Iron is needed to produce hemoglobin. Also, ferritin levels, as they indicate the iron stores in your body. Doctors sometimes check your hematocrit, which is a percent of your blood volume that is made up of blood cells, but they don't do the ferritin test. So selecting an iron supplement, tolerability is an issue with the iron supplements, because some people get very constipated when they take iron, but not all iron supplements are constipating, just so you know. There are lots of different types of iron supplements that have ferrous gluconate, ferrous fumarate, ferrous sulfate. Those tend to be hard on the stomach and cause more issues with the constipation. So I would suggest a pyrophosphate is also better absorbed and more bioavailable. Okay? All right, let me take another little break. Yes, guys, we want the same thing. So we have to work towards it. All right, good health. There we go.
What's the matter, people? Solidarity. Everybody wants the same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. They want to see the game on Saturday. They want to be somebody's friend. Everybody want to work for a living. Everybody want their children warm. Everybody wants to be forgiven. They want a shelter from the sun.
Look at me, I hate the enemy. We walk on common ground. We don't need to fight each other.
What we need, what we need. Solidarity. Nobody likes to wait in a long line. Nobody likes being pushed around. Everybody wants a family protected. They want to express themselves. Everybody wants to live forever.
Look at me, I hate the enemy. Don't believe everything you hear. This is no time to fight each other.
What we need, what we need. Solidarity.
Thank you.
dancing, don't they?
Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they?
Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend.
What we need? What we need?
Solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity. You know, we know what to do and all of that, but we don't do it. We need to fix ourselves. And iron supplements should be stored out of the reach of children, because iron overdoses can be toxic and even fatal, okay? Iron can also interact with other medications and supplements, so it is important to consult with your doctor about this to get the right dosage. Iron is critical for the delivery of oxygen to the cell, so it's necessary, very necessary to our bodies. Necessary for the synthesis of collagen and function of the immune system. Iron is normally deficient in children and premenopausal women, but excess iron is more common in men and postmenopausal women. Since iron from plant sources is not as easily absorbed than that from animal sources, vegetarians should supplement or eat foods high in vitamin C to enhance the iron absorption in your body. All right, the next one is magnesium. Magnesium is crucial for maintaining the acid-alkaline body in balance in our body. Healthy functioning of nerves and muscles and activation of enzymes to metabolize blood sugars, protein, and carbohydrates. It is also vital for proper bone growth and necessary for adequate calcium absorption. Okay? A 2-to-1 ratio of calcium to magnesium is essential for the effectiveness of taking calcium supplements to maintain strong bones. Magnesium deficiency is considered one of the most underdiagnosed deficiencies in the U.S. today. And it is suffered by approximately 70% of the U.S. population. Okay? Indications of a magnesium deficiency may include muscle twitches like muscle contractions, restless leg syndrome, nervousness, abnormal heartbeat, or disorientation. And healing properties of magnesium-rich foods include the calming of the nervous system functions, the mental and emotional imbalances, including irritability, depression, bipolar disorder, sleep disorders, and PMS. And it is also helpful in relaxing the functioning of muscles. Okay? And the best sources of magnesium are legumes, whole grains, and seeds. So how do you know if you get enough magnesium? You know, one way to assess that is to simply contact your healthcare provider and ask them to test your magnesium levels. Okay? Yet magnesium assessment is typically done doing blood serum testing, and these tests can be misleading because only 1% of magnesium in the body is actually found in the blood. and 0.3% is found in the blood serum. So clinical blood serum testing may not successfully identify a magnesium deficiency. So what do you do? Simply by asking yourself a few questions about your lifestyle and watching for certain signs and signals of low magnesium levels can help you out. Learn how to read your signs as I ask these questions. Okay? Do you drink? That's just what you know. If you answer yes to any of the following questions, it may be at risk for low magnesium intake. Do you drink carbonated beverages on a regular basis? Yes or no? Just so you know that most dark-colored sodas contain phosphates, and these substances actually bind with magnesium inside the digestive tract and rendering it unavailable to the body. So even if you're eating a balanced diet, by drinking soda with your meals, you're flushing your magnesium out of your system. The average consumption of soda beverage today is more than 10 times than it was in 1940. This can be responsible for the reduced magnesium and calcium available in your bodies these days if you're consuming all of this. The next one is, do you regularly eat pastries, cakes, desserts, candies, or other sweet foods? Okay, if you answer yes, I just want you to know that refined sugar is not only a zero magnesium product, but it also causes your body to excrete magnesium through the kidneys. The process of producing refined sugar from sugar cane removes the molasses, and that strips the magnesium content entirely. And sugar does not simply serve to reduce magnesium levels. Sweet foods are known by nutritionists as anti-nutrients. They don't give you no nutrients. Anti-nutrients like sweet foods are sweet foods that replace the nutrient foods, the whole nutrient foods. Okay? Because all foods require vitamins and minerals to be consumed in order to power the process of digestion. It is important to choose foods that put back in your body, put back all the vital nutrients and all that you need. So put back foods. Don't put foods in your body that's going to deplete it. The more sweet foods and processed baked goods you have in your diet, the more likely you're deficient in magnesium and possibly other vital nutrients. Okay? The third question is, do you experience a lot of stress in your life? Or have you recently had a major medical procedure such as a surgery? I ask this because both physical and emotional stress can be a case of magnesium deficiency. And stress can be a cause of magnesium deficiency. A lack of magnesium tends to magnify the stress reaction, and that worsens the problem. The studies that are gone on, adrenaline and cortisol, the byproducts of the fight or flight reaction associated with stress and anxiety, are associated with decreased magnesium. Okay? Number four question, do you drink coffee, tea, or other caffeinated drinks daily? Magnesium levels are controlled in the body in large parts of the kidney, which filter and excrete excess magnesium and other minerals. But caffeine causes the kidneys to release extra magnesium regardless of the body's status. Okay? Next question. Do you take a diuretic, heart medication, asthma medication, birth control pills, or estrogen replacement therapy? If you do, you need to know that the effects of certain drugs have been shown to reduce magnesium levels in the body by increasing magnesium loss through the secretion of the kidneys. And if you drink alcoholic beverages, more than 7 alcoholic beverages per week, the effect of alcohol on magnesium levels is similar to the effect of diuretics. It lowers the magnesium level available by the cells by increasing the excretion of magnesium by the kidneys. Okay, and it also increased alcohol intakes also contributes to not only the deficiency of the digestive system as well as but also the vitamin D, both of which can contribute to low vitamin levels. Okay? All right, next question is, do you experience any of the following? Anxiety, times of hyperactivity, difficulty getting to sleep, difficulty staying asleep. Low magnesium is also associated with personality changes and sometimes depression. Okay, if you have muscle spasms, fibromyalgia, facial tics, eye twitches, or involuntary eye movements. The neuromuscular symptoms such as these, among with the classic signs of a potential magnesium deficit. Okay? Without magnesium, our muscles will be in a constant state of contraction because magnesium is a required element of muscle relaxation. And without it, your muscles would be in a constant state of contraction. Okay, so did you answer yes to any of these above questions? And are also age 55 or older? If you're above 55 and showing lifestyle signs or symptoms related to low magnesium, it is important that you work to improve your magnesium intake. You know, go to your doctor, check it out, let him advise you. You know, when your body's stores of magnesium run low, risk of overt hypomagnesemia, which is a magnesium deficiency, increases significantly. And if you answered no, that's great. You may be able to rely on food sources of magnesium. If you haven't heard much about magnesium and its importance to good health, now is the time to learn and research and go digging. And if it's something you're always meant to do, get up and do it. Check it out. Now is the time. Phosphorus. Okay, how much time I have? Phosphorus is stored in the bones at normally a 1-to-2 ratio to calcium. And it's also a component of soft tissue and cells, where it contributes to the body's chemical processes. For example, to provide the energy necessary for metabolism. Okay? Phosphorus is the second most abundant mineral in the body after calcium. And there's not one main function of phosphorus either. 85% of phosphorus in the body is found in bones, and 15, the remaining 15, is spread throughout the soft tissues. It is essential for the normal function of every cell, performing a variety of functions. Phosphorus is absorbed in the small intestines and stored in the bones. Excess phosphorus is excreted by the kidneys. And because phosphorus occurs in many foods, deficiency is very rare. Phosphorus works closely with calcium to build strong bones and teeth. These two minerals combine to form calcium phosphate, the predominant mineral of bone. I just want you to know that even though you think you may not be deficient, an adequate intake of phosphorus and calcium is essential to your utero and during childhood and puberty. Okay, when bone mass is laid down. For adult women, requirements increase again during pregnancy and lactation and in postmenopause. When the protective effect of estrogen on bone is depleted, it is important to have a balance of phosphorus and calcium in the diet. Having more phosphorus to osteoporosis and gum and teeth problems. Okay. Other functions of phosphorus is required for energy production and storage, helping your body change protein, fat, and carbohydrate into energy. Okay. As a component of DNA and RNA, phosphorus is also involved in storage and transmission of genetic material. Okay? Phosphorus is widespread in your diet. Animal products such as milk, yogurt, cheese, milk, and fish are rich in sources. Plant sources include dry peas and beans, nuts, seeds and nut butters, brown rice and wild rice, whole grain breads and cereals. The phosphorus from animal products is absorbed more easily than that found in cereal grains. Okay. Food sources include protein-rich foods such as meats and dairy products. Although some is present in all foods, with this and the fact that this is really readily and easily absorbed by the body, it is not found in most supplements. People taking aluminum hydroxide for extended periods, however, may end up with a deficiency. Okay? As these normally contain aluminum, which prevents phosphorus absorption. All right? Can I take another break, guys? One more break. I just have to fix this thing right here. Give me a 2-minute break. Talking to the man in the mirror.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I? Blind, pretending not to see them. Need a son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul.
Made that change. So we're going to talk about zinc. Okay, and I can't cover every single one, and I can't cover every single thing about each one in this little short time we have, but please continue your research. Okay, we'll talk about zinc now. Zinc is required to support the immune system, protein synthesis, and productive health, particularly in men. Deficiencies are common and can adversely affect the ability to heal, physical growth, nerve health, and the skin. Okay? Amounts of zinc in excess of 100 milligrams a day or more can have adverse effects such as lower HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and poor copper retention. Sources of zinc include meat, fish, whole grains, brewer's yeast, mushrooms, pumpkin seeds. Zinc is one of the most important minerals that our body needs on a daily basis to function normally. Unlike some nutrients, our bodies cannot make zinc, so it is important we get it in our diets every day. Without proper intake of zinc, the immune system can become vulnerable and normal growth hormone, human growth, can be delayed. Zinc also plays a role in our ability to heal wounds and even enhances our sense of taste and smell. How does zinc work? Every single cell in the body needs zinc for structural and energy-producing functions. Zinc is an essential trigger for many biochemical reactions, also for protein production. One very important biochemical reaction that zinc is involved in is in the production of your DNA. Now, without proper DNA synthesis, normal human development can be delayed during pregnancy. Okay? And even go through to childhood and even adolescence. Zinc is also very important to immune system function. Even a slight zinc deficiency can impair immune function, leaving you vulnerable to illnesses. Zinc is a required mineral for the production and activation of the T cells, a type of white blood cell that is involved in battling infections. Cells, the immune system can become very overwhelmed with bacteria or viruses that it can't fight off. Okay, zinc not only empowers the immune system to wipe out infection, it can also help shorten the duration of the common cold, too. Okay. By actually killing the virus that is at the back of the throat during the sickness, it can clean that germs away. This can be done by sucking on a zinc lozenge every 2 hours from the very start of the cold. Studies have shown that the use of zinc lozenges can help you recover more quickly from those things. And zinc is also important to the skin, okay? By taking the zinc supplements, one can speed the healing of wounds as well as decrease the occurrence of acne, eczema, and psoriasis. However, zinc supplementation to drink to treat your skin problems or your immune deficiencies and general health will only help if the zinc supply is already deficient in your body. So make sure to ask your doctor before you're taking any new supplements to check your zinc. Okay? The RDA for zinc is 12, for women is 12 milligrams and 15 milligrams for men. And these recommendations naturally get increased during your pregnancy, your lactation, your childhood, and your adolescence. A single serving of oysters supplies the entire RDA of zinc. Foods high in protein are also high in zinc. And this would include red meat, poultry, seafood, eggs, dairy products, beans, nuts, whole grains. A great vegetarian source of zinc is found in almonds, okay, which can supply half the RDA for women in just 4 ounces. Okay. What time is it? So you know that taking supplements can help build your strong bones when you don't eat enough dairy foods. But do you really know all you should know? Maybe not. Please continue all your research. Don't just take my word for it. And I just wanted to let you know that next weekend, I will be at my niece's wedding. So I won't be online, on the air, live. But I will be having a rerun of a show for you guys. So I will meet you back here the following weekend. I'll be back. And I want to talk about soulful healing. And I want to talk about how important it is for the mind, body, and soul connection for us to have that in this lifetime. How important it is and what the goal of the Soulful Healing Talk Show is. All right, guys? So, you know, we went through some stuff today. And, you know, it may be an entirely different look for you, but there are wonderful facts about vitamins and minerals and herbs, and I hope you use it to your advantage and, you know, dig down deep, see if you have any of these symptoms, let your doctor do a test, find out where you are, if you need to be supplemented, let him guide you. Let him check in a couple months to see how far you reach, if it has been working, and all of those stuff. All right? I love you guys. Take it easy. I'm going to play my closing music now. What should I play? Everybody have a purpose in life.
That's it.
Everyone has a purpose in life. A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose. He made us good, and he made us right. And now we all open our eyes. And like fire said, start to realize Babylon is feeding us with lies. We may want to divide. Love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on just fire. And keep your love always in us. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Some of them been dreaming them life away, realize that they're here to stay, killing the kings of kings right away. With love.
make it to the end of time. Everyone dreaming of the same thing. We all need love and unity, yeah. But why we create so much war? Everyone's got a purpose in life.
We all do.
The reason
that.
Why them create so much war is because so it sets us free.
Alas, a raw clip from the studio. So I'm gonna play my next favorite song.
Dear man, ready? All right. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me. I'm can't reach nah. Right now me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day. Why me no fret and me no worry? Me have life and feed that me no go sorry. So if the morning comes and me no see the sun, the Father can say well done.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have a me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't pop it. Yes, with them strings, one tie me up. Because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try. Yeah, and I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah, because my slice of the cake day your day. You can't tell me no day your day. Me I go find anywhere you take and give time to me up today. Uplifting music, Dallas represented. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Yeah, me just a go and do me ting.